everyone. I'm Jen.
I'm Anthony, and this is Bottom Bracket Biking Podcast.
A couple's guide to biking. Hello and welcome to episode 17. This might be a little bit cliche, but we have a year in review episode for you today.
What a year in review episode at the end of the year? That's crazy.
And goals for next year at New Year's? Not that.
I wonder if anyone else will do this, like if they'll catch on, maybe do the same thing.
Or maybe we're the ones copying them and we just don't know it.
No, we're trailblazers, Jen. how it went and maybe what we're going to do next year. We had expected to go to all the races this year, and that, well, none of the races happened.
Yeah, that was one of my personal goals, was to go to all of the mountain bike IMBCS series races, with the caveat that if some of them were held at the same time as a gravel race, that maybe we would skip that. Like, I know 24 Hours of Coming was scheduled for the same weekend as one of the mountain bike races, and so that was a gravel ride we'd already kind of planned to do instead of mountain biking. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of bike races this summer that didn't happen.
Yeah, so we failed drastically on that goal. We hit, what, 3 out of 30?
Of the ones that were actually held, I think we hit all of them that we could, other than, what was the one in September? The Glenwood Gravel Classic, that one we didn't make it to because we had a family wedding. But otherwise, if there is a... they were all gravel rides.
So, you know, depending on how you count it, we did perfect.
Yes, but we did not do all of the mountain bike series, and that was my particular goal, at least.
Was that your only goal for the year?
It was not. One of the other goals, and this one kind of came up when I realized that we weren't going to have a lot of mountain bike races this summer. I wanted to shift my focus to getting at least one QAM, so Queen of the Mountain. And according to Strava, I got 2.
Did you really?
I did.
Sorry, I sound so surprised.
No, I was surprised too. I lost one of them. It was on a new section of trail, and I think I might have been one of the first women to go through it. I do still hold one of them. And I think it is a specific loop. It's out at Sycamore, and I don't know if it's just people don't typically ride it that way, or they don't try to sprint the whole time. But that one was one that I kind of made the goal and didn't know if I'd actually achieve it or not, even when I was planning on it. And so I'm really excited about that one.
Yeah, despite my extensive riding, I have not got any KOMs, I don't think. So that's cool. Be a female, I guess.
Yeah, it's always fun to go and see, like, you can see the top female riders, and then you can see where you sit with, like, all of the riders, and I definitely bump down, like, another third when I look at all of the riders on a segment, so you've got tougher competition than I do.
I would say so.
Yeah, just a little bit. One of my other goals this year, which I feel like I actually achieved, was just getting a lot better at technical skills. I started the year just being comfortable with Banner, which is the most technical trail in this area, and throughout the summer, definitely got a lot more comfortable there. I spent a lot of time working on clearing sections that I didn't think were rideable, you know, 2 years ago, so that really felt like an achievement. And then it was also really nice in September, I did the Drops and Jumps Clinic. Got to go ride in Bentonville, got to work on actively improving some of those skills. And then the culmination of that really came when we went and rode Porcupine Rim in Moab. And some of those sections, like, I don't think I could have ridden that trail this time last year. I would have cried my way down it. So that kind of felt good.
Well, yeah, even our trip to Bentonville was very enlightening. How you did, I mean, there were skinnies that were, felt like 100 feet in the air.
That skinny, the first one we did where you got to the end and looked back and I saw your face that I was like halfway done with it. It was just like, holy crap, I'm doing this.
Yeah, and I think that speaks to how good you've gotten, is that that was a fairly common occurrence throughout the years. We would go do something and I'd be like, all right, well, Jen's going to die, and turn around. Jen's just goofy smile back there.
It was fun. So there was a lot of goofy smiles this year.
I would say you achieved that goal pretty well. Do you want to keep going?
Well, those were my main goals for the year. So were there any goals that you had?
I literally had one goal, and that was to bike for 300 hours this year.
Did you make it?
Nope, I did not.
How close did you get?
Oh, I was within, like, if I rode all day today, I might be able to make it. So let's see. I made it 274 hours and my goal was 300. So that is like one day, 25 hours away from completing that goal. And it was just kind of a fun goal looking at what I did last year. I thought, hey, I could probably make this a nice round number because last year I did 257 hours. And the reason I did that instead of mileage is because mileage varies a lot between gravel and mountain biking.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually, if I look at the stats, last year I did 3,057 miles, and this year I did 3,300 miles, even though this year I biked for an extra 20 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was a good call on my part to do the hours instead of miles. But really, I mean, that was my only goal. I wanted to do some of the harder races. I wanted to do enough of the comp or the marathon races that I actually got some kind of position.
Mm-hmm. So at least three of each of them then?
Of either one.
Yeah.
Last year I switched between the two of them and I did, I think, four races total and they were split such that I didn't place for anything.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I just thought it'd be cool to actually win something for once.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, and I think that's funny considering how you did 274 hours and I did 115 hours, which kind of shows the difference between what we did. Mm-hmm. And with part of that is once I realized that there wasn't going to be a race series, there's definitely about 6 weeks in there when I kind of just pouted and didn't really ride my bike.
Well, and it's not your entire thing.
That's true.
I mean, I love biking and go out and I'm crazy about it. And you go biking with me and sometimes on your own, you know.
Yeah. As we've talked about, I'm more of the weekend warrior type that is slowly getting drug kicking and screaming into it.
And it's kind of funny going over these numbers, knowing that we have, or knowing who we have listening. Some people are going to look at these numbers and be like, oh my God, that's amazing. And some people are going to look at them and be like,
oh, that's my last month.
Yeah. They're going to be like, really? That's all? All you can, we're listening to you? They're just numbers. I mean, I know somebody who has done like 29,000 miles this year, and that's definitely on one end of it. And there's some people who I know who haven't seen them at all, and I'd be surprised if they even broke 500 even.
It was one of my mom's personal goals to get out and ride her bike more this year, especially since she bought one of my bikes at the beginning of the year. And I think she might do like a 6 mile loop. Maybe every other week. Mm-hmm. And she's really happy with that.
Which is to say, goals are relative. It's really hard to compare yourself to other people because, I mean, when I go out, I just try to be better than I was yesterday. And that changes literally every day.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, that wasn't a goal that I had, but it was one of the other things that I was so excited about this year is I got a lot of PRs, which was really fun to see because I'd go out on these rides and be like, oh my gosh, this never gets any easier. Why am I even trying like this? I'm never going to keep up with people. And then get back and I'd have a PR and it's like, okay, well, it didn't get any easier, but I did get faster. So clearly it is working. But I really focused on improving against myself this year, kind of like how Anthony talked about, and actually getting to see that, like the numbers say it paid off and I would come back from my ride and have a pretty little gold medal. It's like, hey, you beat your past self. You don't totally suck. That's one of the things that really helped improve my confidence this year. And I honestly think that kind of tied into some of the technical skills is I've stopped thinking of myself as a newbie bad rider, which strangely enough means that I try more things and become less of a newbie bad rider. So it's been fun this past year getting to just watch myself improve that way.
Yeah, I think the idea of be better than your previous self is what I've gone with since high school. And I think it's great because even if you start from zero, tomorrow you just have to do one. And the next day you have to do two. And then you get really good, like I was at the end of the summer. And then you have to do really well. But if it becomes wintertime and you get worse, just do better than yesterday. And you know what I did yesterday? I went out, did like a 5 minute pathetic ride. It was too icy and I came home. So I just have to do better than that.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing is since I'm typically riding with the people who do put in, you know, double or triple the hours that I do, it can be really discouraging for me to be like, I'm never going to be as good as them. It's like, well, okay, is that your goal? Because, and I think I've talked about this on here before, like if I was willing to put in the time, yeah, sure, maybe I would be better than them. But if I'm not, then I just need to keep myself grounded and focused on what I am realistically willing to do. And so I've been like Anthony said, I've been trying to put a lot more focus on that instead of, oh, I'm not top 10 this year, or I'm not top one.
So what you're saying is you have no one to blame but yourself?
Exactly.
Oh, that's a little harsh. All right, so we have a Strava heat map here that I wanted to go over to kind of cover where we've ridden and kind of the different rides we did.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start from the north. There's this little circle up here in Ames. Do you remember that one?
I do remember that one. That was a gravel ride.
That was the gravel ride.
The Crest Rock Classic.
Yep. And that was very flat and not my cup of tea because I do not have the watts per kilogram.
I was so disappointed in myself on that ride because I was excited to have a flat one. And then it was a headwind half the time and that made it much less fun. And then there was a surprise thunderstorm that didn't actually hit. That was a exciting ride.
Yeah, we have an episode on that.
Yes, we do.
And we complain about how flat it was because I'm technical, not powerful.
And I think I complained because I was really disappointed in myself for not going out and doing the second lap because I was scared of getting hit by lightning.
Which is a good reason. Yeah. All right, there's this one over by Coon Rapids. Do you remember that one?
I mean, technically there's several over by Coon Rapids. Are you talking about the Big Loop?
Yes, the Big Loop.
That was another gravel ride, and that was one that I didn't do.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. I helped
right.
out on that one instead of riding it.
Yeah, you took pictures there.
Mm-hmm.
And?
So which ride was that one, Anthony?
That was the Iowa Gravel Classic.
So that one was put on by Sarah and Steve and Dory, similar to Iowa Wind and Rock and Spotted Horse. And that's one that I'm hoping to do next year.
And what was the defining feature of that one? Do you remember when I rode it?
Very hot, very steep start, and Anthony's leg cramped up, and he had to take a sudden sit down on the side of the road.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think that's the one where I ate my gloves to keep going.
No, that one wasn't the one where you ate your glove. You still had a goo pack on that one.
Okay, so this one was the one where I crashed, or not crashed, but cramped and had to sit on the road.
It's the one where Rhodes thought there was just a person taking a random break on a hill because Anthony's leg cramped.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm suffering in pain trying to keep moving.
And
good times.
My other note on what Anthony was talking about is this is also White Rock Conservancy, where we went over and did mountain biking several times this year. Actually went and camped there a couple times as well.
Yeah, that's the other area up there that Jen was talking about.
Yes.
What is this area right here?
You mean the Des Moines Metro that has a lot of like red lines on it?
Yeah, we won't even go through that. Just we biked a lot at Sycamore, a lot in at Center.
A little bit at Ewing. Oh, and then what's that red blob down by Indianola?
Oh, this giant red blob that's just like ridden into the freaking computer screen?
That banner.
Is banner, which you rode every Wednesday throughout the... Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's bright red.
It's literally just a red blob down there.
And then Anthony doesn't have this on his heat map since he didn't do this gravel ride, but I also did the Indy 50 down by Indianola as well.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the rides where I rode it and Anthony helped out.
One of the few rides that actually happened.
Yes.
Vliska, down here. Do you remember this one?
That is the ride where you had to suck on your glove.
Yep. That is Swig, put on by Corey
McAlpin.
McAlpin?
Mm-hmm.
Corey, put on by Corey.
Well, we've got a couple Coreys.
Well, this is Corey from Vliska.
That's the one where Corey Phillips blew by me on a single speed, and I hated him for the next 5 miles before I got over it.
Yeah, but it was like that scene in Wizard of Oz where the witch is like just casually biking by the tornado. That was Corey, just casually biking up a giant hill with one gear, and Jen...
Jen might have been dying.
Jen was crying.
It was fun. I liked that ride.
Did we go anywhere outside of Iowa?
We did, although not nearly as much as we wanted to.
Yeah. We went to Moab. There's a nice little line going from the mountains down. That was, what was it called?
The Whole Enchilada.
The Whole Enchilada. Thank you.
And then it's doubled up because we went back and did Porcupine Rim together.
So that was fun. We have a whole episode on that. We don't need to rehash that.
Ooh, we actually didn't bike in Colorado at all this year.
We did Valmont.
Oh, yeah, which
so
is like
it.
A speck.
Yeah, you
can't
even see
it. You have one blue speck in Boulder.
I have one tiny little speck in Boulder.
And that was absolutely not the plan this year. We were going to do a whole trip to Bentonville and do their cross-country ones as well as the downhill park there.
Do you mean Boulder?
No, I mean Breckenridge. Did I say Bentonville?
You said Bentonville.
Oh, well, I meant Breckenridge.
Whoops. We're leaving it in. The show must go on.
Speaking of Bentonville, we did make it there. More than once, actually.
Yep. We went to Bentonville twice. We only planned on going once, and then our friend was like, hey, do you want to go? And we said,
heck
yeah.
Yes.
So
yes,
we have
please.
A couple squiggly marks down there. And then finally, Anthony has one little squiggly mark way north up by Duluth.
I want to go to Duluth next year.
I want it to not rain while I'm in Duluth next year.
That would be fun.
So that kind of covers our part one of the year in review.
Well, there was one other thing we did this year. Do you happen to remember what that was? It was planned on our first trip to Bentonville.
Can you give me a hint?
I don't know. It has something to do with recording equipment. Talking a lot. We're really good at talking a lot.
Did we make a podcast?
We kind of did.
Oh, that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was definitely fun. When we started the podcast, which we planned it out in March, or I guess we talked about it before, but we started talking about it again in March. Funny how having a 6-hour car ride really makes you think about different things. Anyhow, we decided that we were going to stick with it for a year. And then we promptly almost dropped that because the first two episodes went nowhere. And the third episode is where we discovered we could talk about events and get a lot more people interested in it. We're really glad that you guys are still listening to us because it made sticking with that goal a lot easier.
Now we have literally hundreds of thousands of downloads.
No, we don't. We're getting closer to 2,000, though. I'm very excited about that.
Not a week. But it's very fun to see the podcast grow and meet new people and cover new events. I think next year we're going to have a lot more of that.
Oh, absolutely. And as for the exact number, as of this recording right now, we have total 1,992 downloads.
Which is awesome. Hopefully next year we can add another zero to that number.
That would be incredible. I'm not counting on it, but
that's actually a good goal.
That is a good goal.
We'll get to that.
Anthony, what's that sound?
What sound?
Is that the very nice new bell that Santa brought you?
Oh my gosh, it is. Look at that. Look at the waveform on the file.
Ooh.
Oh, look at it. Oh, it's so perfect. What does that sound mean?
That sound means it's Gear Talk time.
It means it's Gear Talk time. I got distracted by the Gear Talk.
Well, that does kind of lead into our Gear Talk, which is we have some fun new toys that Santa and other family members brought us. Not to say that Santa is a family member. But anyhow, Christmas toys. We have some new Christmas toys that we're really excited to try out next year. We thought we might talk about a couple of those for Gear Talk.
So the one that I like is I got this fancy little bell that I apparently picked out in way long ago and forgot about. It is a Nog bicycle bell, which like wraps around the handlebars, it's machined and everything. I really, really like fancy bells. There's another one that I want to get at Bike World. I got a pair of Chester pedals, which are flats that will destroy your legs and your shoes.
Which can I tell about mine then?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because I got the antidote to destroying your shins and shoe. Well, not shoes. I got a pair of Fox Enduro D30 knee guards that come down and protect your shins as well, which since I'm going to say a little girl about some of the things that Anthony just goes ahead and tries. I am so super psyched to try these out, especially since I am still riding flats on a lot of the new things just so I can get my feet off the pedals quickly. I am very, very, very excited to play with these next year.
I wouldn't say you're a little girl about it. I would say you're more concerned for your own well-being than perhaps Anthony may be.
I am a much more cautious rider than Anthony is. Let's say that.
What else did we get?
Well, Anthony got a bright green BS head covering.
Yes, which we talked about in our last episode.
Mm-hmm. Santa apparently knew you misplaced things well.
Yeah, and watch this. This is breaking news, everyone. Jen hasn't even heard this yet.
Ooh.
I found my other head covering.
What? Where did you find your other head covering?
It's in my backpack.
Anthony.
My work backpack.
How many backpacks? Well, I...
So now we have a ski head covering, too.
That's impressive because that probably means that you have my black BS head covering somewhere.
Yeah, that means I've lost both of ours.
Yeah, because you probably would have taken mine to use.
Anthony is talented.
He really is.
What else did I get?
You got some gloves that didn't work out too well yesterday.
I got some gloves that are not good for 30 degrees, as I found out yesterday. The big one is the race light.
Ooh, yes. Tell us about the race light.
I'm counting it as a Christmas present. It's a...
That Anthony gave himself.
Knight Rider 2200 Pro, recommended to me by my friends in Arizona. I say Arizona. They could be literally in the country, anywhere in the country right now. I cannot keep up with where they are currently located. But this light is a 2200 lumen output light. It is brighter than the sun itself, and I'm using it for racing at night.
And why is this important?
Because I'll be racing at night.
When?
In February.
Where?
Have we told people about this yet?
I think we've mentioned it. I don't know if we've gone into detail.
Well, this is our official announcement then. We're doing a 24-hour relay bike race in Tucson, Arizona.
The 24 Hours of Old Pueblo, I believe it's called. And I think we have mentioned
it. Yeah, we have, now that we say it. But it's over Valentine's Day because me and Jen love biking more than each other.
This is not true. It might be a close second.
But we are definitely doing it because we just bought our tickets to go out there. And yeah, that's the whole thing. We'll talk about that later.
Oh yeah, there'll be at least one episode on that, if not two, coming up. But anyhow, for those of you who are wondering, did all they get for Christmas is bike-related stuff? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. So.
Yes.
Would you like to talk about what we're going to do in the next year?
I would love to do that.
I think one big thing we're going to do is go to Arizona and do a mountain bike race, which isn't necessarily a goal. The goal is to just make it back in one piece, I would think.
Yes, and hopefully both of our bikes come back in one piece as well.
Yep, first time. That would be lovely. First time shipping bikes and doing all kinds of stuff.
Which, that leads into a whole different goal that I really want to get through Arizona before I do much more planning with it. But we have never flown with bikes before, and we have never gone, like, flown somewhere and then rented bikes there. So I feel like this is going to open up a whole bunch of other options. Like, I'm not going to fly from Iowa to Whistler, but sorry, not going to drive from Iowa to Whistler. But if we could fly there, heck yes. Like, I'm not going to drive out to the Seattle area to bike out there, but I can fly there. And if we can take the bikes, great. Also, it's kind of weird being old enough to actually rent cars now. That's a new thing.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, I haven't talked about it much, but I could fly planes and rent planes, and I still couldn't rent cars. And that was a weird kind of dichotomy to live with.
Yeah. Total side note. But anyhow, that's going to be something where I feel like, based on how that trip goes, it might let us go check out a whole bunch of other areas.
Yeah, we can burn money faster with more enthusiasm.
Ooh, yes.
Actually, if you look at from a financial perspective.
Oh, my goodness.
The time you save flying versus how much you could be working more is actually kind of worth it.
We might have done several calculations on
this. We may have. Other goals.
So I'm going to carry forward my goal from last year to go to the full IMBCS series, assuming that it's actually going to happen, which from what we have heard, it sounds like it will. Fingers crossed on that one. Also going to have a goal to do at least one 100K race. I actually didn't do any of those last year, seeing how my longest gravel race was the Indy 50, which was 53 miles. And then I did a 50K for the other ones. So I want to do at least 100K, if not two. And then I do have a mile goal for next year. I want to hit 2,000 miles.
2,000 miles is a reasonable goal, especially if you're doing 100Ks. That's not bad. I think I want to do enough marathon races to place in the series, the IMBCS, which is the Iowa Mountain Bike Championship Series, if we haven't explained that yet. And if you're still with us, I'm sorry about that. I want to do the marathon because I like the marathon races more. They're more chill. When you go to pass someone, people aren't like jockeying for position.
They're like, yeah, sure, whatever, dude. We've got three more hours in this.
Yeah, or they're like, I've been doing this for 3 hours. Please, please give me a break.
Yeah.
I'll do probably a couple Cat 2 or comp races.
And yeah, to be clear, I will be doing Cat 2. They don't have comp for the women's, but so part of my goal from last year of to do all the races is I won the Cat 3 category for my age group in, what would that have been, 2019?
Sandbagger.
Yeah. I was the only one that qualified my age group too. Welcome to Iowa, y'all.
Shh.
But I get free entry to all of the races because of that, and I don't want to waste that. And
oh, no.
I think it would also be really exciting. The Cat 3 races usually do like multiple laps of an easier circuit, while the Cat 2 and Comp and Marathon and Cat 1s, they do like the full area. And so it's going to be cool to get to go see places that, you know, maybe I haven't raced all of that before. So I'm excited to do that.
Yeah. And if you're thinking, man, Jen only biked that much and she's doing Cat 2, bring it on. Come beat her.
Please do. I welcome competition. I'd love to see more women out there.
The more people, the more better.
And that actually leads...
Well, except for COVID.
Yeah.
After COVID, the more people, the more better.
Anyhow, that leads into kind of my second subset of goals, which is not mileage or race. It's a lot harder to actually track these. One of them is to come up with some sort of event, COVID or not, for Fearless Women of Dirt. I'm an ambassador for that. I would love to actually get over to Decorah and meet Josie, who is the organizer and kind of person behind all of the Fearless Women of Dirt setup.
The queen bee, if you will.
Yes. She seems like a very cool person from what I know of her, and I'd love to get more involved there. Like I said, I would love to see more women involved. Come give me some competition. Come ride with me. That would be great. And I also want to do a couple more trainings. So I know that we've talked about, I did a clinic, and then we did a guided ride with Ben of Cognition Coaching down in Bentonville. And I really, really want to do at least one more training session like that. That was something that I could, you know, literally see when we went to Moab. I was riding things and literally I have Ben's voice in the back of my head of like, do it like this, look at this, prepare like this. It's like, oh, I can ride this now. And if that's 3 days, what can I add with two more?
Yeah. On that note, once again, a plug for Ben, because that was so freaking helpful. The training, it wasn't so much like, I didn't think I was bad to begin with, but doing that, I could see how somebody could look at something and go, oh, I can ride that, even though you hadn't ridden it before. You know, we would go and look at something and pick a line and walk it and then go do it. And when we were in Utah, I had the same experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm better rider than Jen, but we did the same training almost, and I got a ton out of it, even though we started at different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we went to Utah, there was one section in particular where I looked at it and I would not have even tried it if it had not been for the training we did with Ben. But instead I looked at it and I thought, I can do that. And I talked to someone else. He's like, you can do that. And I said, okay, I can do that. And you know what happened?
You did it.
I did it. Yeah. And there was a bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah. I can think of at least three specific locations out in Moab that I never would have tried. And I did them because of that. And they ended up being really fun and they were typically easier than I expected. I just had to kind of know how to approach them. And I think it would be really fun to do more of that. It's funny because, you know, in Iowa, you don't need that as much. It's a lot simpler trails in some areas. I mean, you don't have rocky drop-offs.
There's not three options. There's one.
Yeah. The big thing is it's one trail. And typically if you've got an issue, it's like a tree root or a steep hill or something like that. It's something that I wouldn't have thought at the beginning of last year, like, oh, I should do training. But just seeing how cool it was to watch myself improve and how fun it would be to go ride more places like that, I definitely want to push that more.
Do you have any other?
I do have one, and this one is completely dependent on COVID or not. I would love to go do, they've got various different mountain bike camps, and I've been looking at a couple of the women specific ones that, you know, it's just a weekend. They've got Rome Fest, they've got the Vida Mountain Bike Series, they've got Ladies All Ride. There are a couple that are closer to us. They have one in Duluth, they have one in Bentonville, or I should say they do in a typical year.
They have one in Duluth?
They do. They also have a couple that are in the Boulder area, which is nice because I have friends out there that I could stay with if I needed to. That's something that I am hopeful I will get to do this next year, but I don't want to count as a full goal just because I don't know what the COVID situation is going to be.
Mm-hmm. And then we have this, what you are listening to right now.
Yes.
Which is a podcast that we have to put time and money and effort into. And we have goals around that as well. And one of them is to get kind of more content with both of us. One of our other goals that we had was going to more races, and that will easily become more content. That's one of our more popular things to talk about, is how races went and, you know, what you could learn from them.
We also have a goal next year to do more things kind of like how we did Wind and Rock and Spotted Horse, which is something that I'm really excited about because last year we only had one mobile recorder that we could take with us, which definitely limited what we could do. And now we have two of them, which means that, I mean, we could take the recorders with us as we're doing a race and capture audio out on the course, and we both actually have audio.
Yeah, I think that might be something I try, is take a recorder with me. So when I'm cramping in the ditch, you guys can listen to the wonderful sights and sounds of the Iowa countryside.
That could be fun.
And a grown-ass man screaming in pain.
That could be not fun.
Well, not screaming, just grunting in pain.
Or we could just, you know, talk to more people out there.
And that's what we want to do. We mentioned earlier that when we started the podcast, we had decided to do it for just 1 year.
Mm-hmm. At least to see how it was going to go.
Yeah, we were going to do it for a year, no matter if 10 people a week downloaded or 110 people. And we are over the 110 a week at this point.
I think it's coming in around 150-ish, usually.
Yeah. So what I think we'll end up doing is just keep doing it, because the summertime is really easy to do with all the events and stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. Winter has definitely been a little bit more of a challenge, but it is a good time to think about what other things we want to look at other than just, oh, this is a ride we did.
Yeah. So if you enjoy the podcast, don't worry. There will be more. If you don't enjoy the podcast, I guess tell us why. We'll try to make it better.
Yeah, if you have ideas of what else you want to hear on here, I think we've said this multiple times, but we're all ears. We want to make this something that people like.
Yeah. Well, we're actually all mouth, but...
all snark.
But we very much appreciate hearing feedback. Some of our feedback is extremely good, like our last episode, and some of our feedback is... Actually, it's all good, yeah. Yeah,
it's really been all good.
Yeah, and we appreciate it. Thank you for letting us know what you guys think.
It's definitely something that we've been thinking about, is what we can do to make it better next year. And Anthony, you mentioned wanting to get to a specific number of downloads. What do you want to get there?
Yeah, I think we had to pause, but I want to get to 20,000 downloads next year, which would be what we got this year, but with an extra zero. And
ooh, very ambitious.
Not really. I mean, with all the events that we can cover, I think it's doable.
That is true.
It is ambitious, but it is smart. What is S? Specific? Measurable? Attainable?
Attainable? What's R?
And then time.
Within a year.
Yeah.
I hate smart goals, just to be very clear.
You hate my goal?
No, I hate the smart goal thing because it never quite works out.
Yeah, I don't care about it.
Yeah.
I don't even care that much about goals.
So yeah, 20,000 downloads next year. Let's go for that.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Well, do you have any other goals for yourself next year? Are you going to shoot for 300 hours again?
Yeah, 300 hours is a pretty good goal for me, and it's simple enough that I won't forget about it.
Yeah.
That's all I have. Do you have any other goals you want to talk about?
I think I hit all of mine.
You've hit all your goals already?
No, I wish it was that easy. I've talked about all of my goals. Well, I think that's all for today. We hope you guys have enjoyed listening. Hope you had a good past year as well. Until next time, you can find us on Instagram at bottom.bracket.biking. Send us ideas, jokes, stupid stories, and ride dirt, not mud.
Thanks for listening. Time to get on the stupid trainer.